An umbrella group of 22 Sudanese civil society groups say the decision to amend the constitutional document in October by the Cabinet and the Sovereign Council contradicts the provisions of the constitutional document which guides the transitional government. Speaking during a press conference at the state-owned Sudan News Agency on Sunday, Nabil Adib, who heads the coalition, says the decision to include the Comprehensive Peace Agreement into a constitutional document is illegal.
There was no need for the peace agreement to be incorporated into the constitutional document unless it's done in accordance with the constitutional document itself. And this does not mean the peace agreement will remain unimplemented until it is incorporated. Instead, it will continue to exist, rule, and be obligatory to the transitional authority.
Both the government and the armed groups incorporated the Juba Peace Agreement into the constitutional document in mid-October. Adib says that both the transitional government and the armed groups that signed the Juba peace deal would have allowed the agreement and the constitutional document to be implemented simultaneously until the Legislative Council is formed. He insists the procedure is illegal, adding that the constitutional document is the supreme law of the land during the transitional period.
Up to now, the constitutional document and the constitutional act are still effective, and it is within the mandate of the Constitutional Court to abolish the amendments.
Sousan Shueya, a member of the Civil Society Coalition, says the move to challenge Sudan's cabinet and sovereign council is a constitutional right. Shueya says civil society groups are also concerned about the peace and stability in Sudan.
We too care about the constitutional document, rights and peace. We fully support the peaceful Sudan, but what we are saying that the procedure that has been taken to incorporate the peace deal in the constitutional document is not acceptable to us.
Shueya called on the government and the armed groups to establish a legislative council to avoid any further constitutional vacuum in the country.
We look forward for an urgent completion of the transitional institutions, including the Legislative Council, other related commissions, so that we are able to build a state of law that we have been dreaming of.
The Confederation of Civil Society in Sudan is a group of rights groups working to promote human rights, freedoms, peace building, and good governance in the country. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.